This is Free Talk Live, and we are launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. This is a live Saturday show. Free Talk Live is the name of the program, and tonight it is Ian in the studio with you.
And Meg.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Main feature of the site actually allows you, the listener, to control the content of the site. You go there and you can vote on what other listeners have submitted as show prep suggestions. You can also submit something, too. Maybe it's a YouTube video. Maybe it's a blog post or a news article. Something you think is interesting. Something you think our listeners might like. You submit it to the site. Others vote. The most voted up make it to the front page in the top of the website, meaning we're more likely to see it and talk about it. So get over there and get interactive at freetalklive.com as we continue to take your phone calls about what you want. And the TSA has been a heavy topic of discussion all week and also tonight here on Free Talk Live with you telling your stories and just comments on the general rise of the police state. And, of course, the airports are really the primary source, the proving grounds, if you will, or the testing grounds for new police state tactics that they're looking to shove down everyone's throats. And in this case, of course, we're referring to the latest developments, which would be the new body scanners that shoot a whole bunch of x-rays at you and then essentially present a full body photograph of you completely naked. And I think it's from front and behind as well.
Yes, you're not. But it's completely naked if you're blue. I mean, you know, it's this kind of blue color
thing. And without hair.
Yeah.
So there's that. Or you can bypass that and go with the optional pat-down, which is now more invasive than ever before. And KK is with us listening in Ocean City after Meg, who's, by the way, here in the studio, was actually harassed by the TSA over this very issue when she asked questions they didn't like. KK, you say that you think this is great. You like these security procedures. You just don't like the TSA agents. You think they're not very intelligent?
Well, you're putting words in my mouth here. I never said it was great, but you know what I mean? And first and foremost, the TSA as a majority is not of a police background. They're mostly just trained kids that want government jobs. Now, don't
get
me wrong.
Well, they have police uniforms now.
Sure they do. I mean, they're going to give everyone these uniforms, but I'm just saying, like, you're going to run into the wrong people at the wrong airport. They know what they're doing. They're told what they're told to do, but they really, they don't have that background. They're just machines. They just program them to tell them certain things, and, you know, that's all they see. They really don't care about certain circumstances and things like that. But you know what? You know, I was standing in a line at BWI that's flying to Boston with my husband, and, of course, there's long-ass lines last week, and, of course, they pull us out of line because we are heavily tattooed. You know, we're covered head to toe. So of all the people in line, who they pick? Sure, they pick us. Well, what do? They swipe our hands. And my husband asked, what is this for? You know, why did you do that? You have every right to ask them what they're doing. And she's like, oh, I'm just testing. And that's it. And they walk away. Like, they don't care about these people. They don't, you know, they really don't know what they're doing.
To be honest with you, I
completely get that they're profiling, and I'm A-okay with it.
Well, I understand that people profile criminals, and I get that. But I guess, you know, and I agree that if you had smarter TSA agents, you know, on average, you made them, you know, they have to have bachelor's degrees or something like that, that you'll have a more competent, incompetent government bureaucracy. I would agree with you that the FBI, you know, through funding and through higher-level police officers, is better than your average podunk county sheriff's office. I'd agree with that, but, you know, I just don't think that you can actually take the incentives of government, which is, you know, not really incentives in the same way that you and I deal with incentives in the regular workplace where we have to satisfy customers and things like that. Because if a smart TSA agent doesn't get you through the line quickly and you miss your flight, or they, you know, make your flight uncomfortable because they, you know, molest your boobs, or they take naked pictures of your kids or whatever it is that they do, they don't have any, the marketplace can't, you know, do the opposite of rewarding them. They can't take away their business because you have to go through the TSA lineup unless you're extraordinarily rich, in which case you get a private airplane and you don't have to deal with these folks.
Yeah, and for me, it doesn't matter how smart these people are. It's not a question of their intelligence. It's a question of their morals because, you know, I kept asking them moral questions, and it doesn't take much intelligence to tell whether you're doing something wrong or not. You know,
well, as a passenger and a citizen, you do have options. okay, the first option is don't fly. If you don't like it, then don't fly. You can drive, sure. But for the majority of people...
But that's like telling me to move out of the country if I don't like the laws here. And that's just such an easy way to go.
It's true. And KK, what if they start putting checkpoints in the streets? Then what are your options?
I mean, they're already checkpointing buses and trains.
Well, sure. That's a good thing. I mean, you guys ever take a Greyhound bus? You know how many people smuggle drugs on those?
So? Who cares if they're
smuggling
drugs?
This isn't about drugs. Well, KK, this isn't about drugs. Don't you think that people have the right to put in their bodies what they want to put in their bodies?
No, if a stoner is on my flight, it's not going to hurt me.
But I mean, I guess back to what we're really talking about with these scanners and I guess being so invasive, you do have options too. I mean, you walk up to a person now and you say, look, I don't feel comfortable doing this. They will take you in the back and they will do another exam.
Yeah, I don't want to be taken into a back room and molested either.
Right, if you don't want your naked picture taken.
Would you rather be blown to bits by terrorists?
At this point, yes.
Okay, how many terrorists has the TSA... how many terrorists have the TSA caught since 9/11?
I couldn't tell you.
Zero is the answer. Zippo.
Okay,
and they miss what 50% of the guns, knives, and bombs that they test themselves on with their own red team. At what point do we say, hey, this government bureaucracy is a failure and we should try something different?
Yeah, during my whole ordeal, like all the attention that they were putting on me, all everything that they were searching, they didn't catch. I forgot. I had razors in my bag. Nobody caught that.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean? Like, there's people that are good at what they do, and there's people that really don't care.
Yeah, but it's not like everybody is at her.
KK, my issue with you is that you're looking at the people of the TSA, and you're saying, well, that's where the breakdown is. And you're all fine with people having us having our privacy invaded in the name of this so-called security that doesn't even exist. As Mark pointed out, it's just it's a security theater where they try to make it look like there's something happening that's significant, but in point of fact, all of it does is just justifies the existence of this government agency and justifies their continued expansion and the hiring of more bureaucrats and
you're thinking of it on a higher level of, okay, this is like the government, not thinking of TSA. Leaving the TSA
but think
it,
about the people.
I agree the tactics are a little just immoral, but I mean, how else would you go about it? If you're trying to prevent something horrible
here's
from happening
to last
people?
Here's good question. It's a great question. How do you prevent
Terrorists from attacking?
And
well, first off, I'd say stay the heck out of their country and stop blowing up their moms and their children and things like that.
Yep.
And then you'll have a lot fewer people that want to terrorize you. So that's step one. Get the heck out of their country.
Stop killing people.
Bring half a million U.S. troops out of 130 military bases, 700 military bases in 130 nations. Put them back in the United States and have the Department of Defense be concerned with defense and not offense.
That would be a good first step. And then the other step would be to get the government out of the airline security business and let each airline decide for themselves what level of security they want. How's that sound?
Well, in a perfect world, that would work. But unfortunately, we live in an imperfect world.
We're going to continue to molest rape victims and take naked pictures of children until we can have a perfect world. I mean, maybe we should take steps towards
really
being a perfect...
You're not really molesting people when you're patting them down. I mean,
what do you think
rape victims... See, what do you think a rape victim feels like?
Well, they're either not going to fly or they're just going to have to get
screw
their head and fly.
Screw those gals who got raped.
Yep, now they can't fly. All right, well,
they're
that,
free as long as they don't want to get in the air and travel across the country.
Okay, riddle me this, Batman. So what happens when a black person wants to fly and they say, oh, you picked me out of line because I'm black. Now you're going to fondle me. Then it's going to be a whole racist you. Then it's going to be all these...
I think we just gave you some answers that include not fondling people. If you leave it to the airlines, then it's my business with whom I deal with. If Southwest has the fondling program, but U.S. Air doesn't have the fondling program, and I decide I don't want to be fondled, I go to U.S. Air. If I like a good fondling, I go to Southwest. If I want to fly on the airline that has that allows me to bring rubber bullets or subsonic rounds in my gun on the airline, then I can do that. I'll tell you what, I've been to many gun shows, and there's never been a crime.
KK, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. I was at a gun show once when a firearm did go off, and that was pretty scary.
Yeah, well, it went off.
Yeah. Luckily, no one got hurt.
Thank goodness.
So, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Are you a supporter of the security state? 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
I am the dental hygienist.
I am the plumber.
The proctologist.
I am the tax auditor.
The meter maid.
I'm the guy nobody wants to see.
But you know, it's my life and nobody else's.
You've built a life for yourself, but if your identity gets stolen, it's like your life gets stolen. But with Identity Guard and its state-of-the-art protection and information, you'll keep what's yours, yours. Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCM specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory, no reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver, but don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com where you'll find that the features are completely free. So head over there and enjoy those, including our mobile site. If you've got a smartphone, you can punch up m.freetalklive.com to get quick access to our streams as well as our podcast over at m.freetalklive.com.
That is Cruise to Bermuda sound. How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This isn't this cruise isn't a convention on the water. It's really an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf. I've never seen all this stuff on a cruise liner before. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November 2011, but you need to reserve your berth now. They're as low as $535, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com and do it today. It's cruise.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's continue with your thoughts on the phones. And to the fun, we go to Jeff, listening to WTKG in Grand Rapids. Hello, Jeff.
Yes, hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I agree with you. I think our leaders are just filling the populace with fear, basically. In other words, the more fear you can get the people, the harder it is to retrieve any of our funds from the military machine that's going in. The corporate people who invest in the corporations and companies and the corporations that build weapons of war and keep war going, they just go on and on. And it seems like they're the golden goose and nobody can touch them.
Yeah, I saw a bumper sticker once and I really like it. And it was... You know the reason that they won't stop all the killing? It's because they're making a killing off of all that killing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really true.
You know, there's one thing I disagree with what you said, Jeff. You called them our leaders. I'm sorry, but I take real issue with that. They are not my leaders. They are not my leaders. No, I don't know if it's tongue-in-cheek. It's just something we've been trained to say. We've been trained to call these politicians leaders. And I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want anybody like George Bush or Barack Obama telling me what to do or in any way considering them a leader. What do you think about that, Jeff?
They can squash you pretty hard if they want to.
Indeed.
That doesn't mean they're your leader. Genghis Khan would not have been my leader either. And he could squash me too.
I like that. That's pretty good.
But yeah, that's exactly, your statement there is spot on. They can squash you hard. And everybody knows it. Everybody knows this about the government, that it's a violent agency of coercive force that aggresses against peaceful people. And that's one of the reasons why so many people pay taxes, because they're afraid they might get squashed by these people. And it's just more evidence that it's just nothing more than a criminal gang. It's a criminal enterprise from top to bottom.
I'd like to leave on an up note, though.
Sure, sir.
You know, this country's still full of real creative, wonderful, genius people.
Yes.
And we could do so much to make this world really a lot better place. There are people out there that know how to do things and build things, but this country's got to get back to manufacturing. We got to get ideas. Instead of killing people, we got to learn how to make this place a better place.
Sounds
make
good.
Better homes, make better cars, make
yep.
better... whatever. And the thing is, we can do it.
Yep.
I agree with all that. And
the power of love will conquer the love of power.
Thank you, Jeff. I certainly appreciate it. And those things can be done easier without the government criminal gang around.
Yeah, definitely. And I think a lot of people focus on this whole fear issue and, you know, you have to overcome your fears and be strong and, you know, stand up to them without fear. But you never really overcome the fear. I mean, throughout my entire experience this past week, I was scared throughout that whole thing. You never lose that fear, but, you know, at a certain point...
You just have to put it aside.
You just have to endure it. I mean, you just have to say, okay, this is something I'm going to have to deal with.
I try not to think about it, because sometimes I get those thoughts that'll pop into my head, well, what if they do this? Well, what if they do that? Well, what if they do this? And I just have to reject it and forget about it and do something to think positively about something else, just to shift my act to actively shift my thoughts away from the negativity and the fear and shift them toward a thought of what could be, a thought of what it is I want, a thought of what should be coming, instead of this fear vision of some people can get trapped in this. You know, they start thinking about, oh, the dollar's going to crash and we're all going to have hard times and it's going
to
be terrible.
We're going to have to eat the dog.
And you know, this, it's a very fear-based, lack-based mentality. It's not to say that things like that are impossible, but I don't like to think about them. I don't like to have myself in that particular mindset. So Sam was over here earlier this week, and he was he's kind of, you know, getting prepared for the big one, whatever that he thinks is going to happen
today?
Tomorrow. No, I think it's tomorrow. He thinks
okay.
It's going to happen tomorrow, and he's like, yeah, you want to check and make sure you got what you're going to need and make a list. And
the big one, as in like a bomb, or
no? It's there's some event that's supposed to occur. It's been predicted by a computer. Yeah, some computer on the internet or something like that. And apparently it's right half the time, and they're certain
of it
this
claim.
Time.
Yeah. That's the claim, at least.
No, I'm still confused as to what's going on. going to occur.
Nobody knows. Yeah. It could be a comet. It could be a mass racial riot. It could be
or it could be nothing.
The seas swallowing us all up. Who knows?
I'd prefer to focus on it being nothing. I don't want to focus on it being. I mean, if there's truth to the statement that we create our own reality, that we're all co-creators together, and that we're making this reality as it happens to some extent. You know, this kind of spiritual. New Age vision. If there's truth to that, then I looked at him and I said, you know, I don't want to co-create this with you, Sam. This is not what I'm looking for. I trust that the marketplace can handle things like food shortages and whatever the issues would be that would come up. And you know, maybe I'm wrong about that, and I'll starve to death in the cold here in New Hampshire. But I don't. It's just it. I just don't like to think about these things. I don't like to
can't imagine something like that occurring.
I don't like to spend time in my brain ticks, if you will. I only have so many of them, and I don't like to spend it on that negative stuff. And some people listen to that and say, well, that's stupid. Well, it's not to say, I've got some canned food. I mean, I'll last a week, maybe two. But, you know,
there's always the cat. Yeah.
There's a couple meals there.
So, I don't know.
The neighbor's cats, they're all over the place. If when the big one hits, you just go get the neighbor's cats as quick as you can.
I think getting rid of the fear mentality is a really important thing for people to do, because it pours in from so many different places. The government wants you to be afraid. The media wants you to be afraid. And they all benefit from it. Your fear benefits them, because if you're afraid of them, you'll do what they say. Whether when the government's in the government's case, it's handing over half of your income to them, or in the media's case, it's holding through a commercial break.
Oh yeah, like when I was in Florida, I mean, I was in a hotel and I never watch TV. I don't own a TV, and we were just hanging out one day. It was all rainy, and I had it on, and the news was playing, and I haven't sat down and watched the news in so long. And there was like a story going on about some horrible stuff that was going on. There was also a runner at the bottom just telling like the most awful stories, like child raped, child murdered, 10 dead, an explosion, stuff like that. And I'm just like, no wonder everybody is so afraid if this is what they're seeing on a daily basis. I forgot that existed. I mean, I'm always hacking at the mainstream media, but to sit down and actually watch it, I understand why I dislike it so much.
The cable news isn't nearly as bad as like the nightly news or the local news.
You don't think?
I think the local news is terrible because it's all like robberies and violence that has happened on a local level. They just find every bit of bad news. They can find gas station robbed. Here's what the person looks like. Oh,
no, I want to see the world's giant cookie in a puppy parade.
If they would just have the puff piece that's at the end of the local nightly news and just do a bunch of those, I'd be more likely to watch that.
Yeah, you say that, Mark, but I don't know if the numbers really bear that out as far as what other people are most likely to watch. 800-259-9231. I do share those concerns. Your thoughts are welcome. You can bring up whatever you want, comment on a fear-based mentality, or take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site. They're free. So head over there, enjoy those on us, those other talk show hosts. They want to charge you for accessing their websites. We do it free over at freetalklive.com. You can get signed up for our news updates. Be kept in the loop with what's going on with the show. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get on our updates list. You can follow us via email or Twitter or Facebook or all of the above. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get on board for free.
When it comes to potential police abuse, the most important place to protect yourself is while driving. FreedomCam.net has a groundbreaking new product that gives you the best all-around protection. The GPS Black Box Dash Cam. This easy-to-use unit has video cameras recording all around and inside your vehicle. It also has a built-in microphone and GPS navigation, which records your driving route and speed. For traffic stops and all other driving incidents, including accidents, things like that, I mean, imagine if you have the evidence on your side in an accident. Protect yourself with the ultimate witness at freedomcam.net. I've gotten this product, and I think it's great. Freedomcam.net.
All right, 800-259-9231. You bring up what you want. Mark is in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Meg, and another Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hey, good afternoon, or good evening, I suppose.
Indeed, sir. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is the airport body scanners are a bad thing, but they don't affect everyone.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't fly, so I'm not going through a scanner.
Okay.
Yeah, it's true. And domestic air travel is down by 30%, and I believe international air travel is down by a similar number, like 25%. So since 9/11, a lot of people aren't flying, and one could say it's the terrorists, one could say it's the TSA.
But my thinking is you got to bring it the issue to a local level. and bring up the fact that it is against the law in the United States to retire. It's absolutely against the law because my thinking is if you want to retire, you want to stop working. But as long as your land is taxed, you have to produce something to give to Uncle Sam, or Uncle Sam's going to point a gun at your head and take your land.
It's true.
Therefore, it's against the law to retire.
Well, I think it's a little misleading. You could make enough money that you could invest it, and then your money would work for you, and you'd pay that money.
Are you going to tie in retirement to the TSA, or is that just somewhere else you wanted to go entirely? It's fine if it is.
Well, but my thing is, the slavery is at the TSA. The slavery is right there in your yard.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Citizenship is the new slavery.
Well, that's what I want people to think, and to say, well, you can invest. Well, that's still working for Uncle Sam in order for him not to point a gun to your head and take your house.
Absolutely. Anytime you've got a group of people, men and women out there telling you that you need to do as they say or else, you're their slave.
Yeah, and it's the same in every country, whether you move to Costa Rica and then you pay Uncle Juan in order to live wherever you live.
But it doesn't matter. But we got to take this to the city councils and point out to them that they are the guys with the guns that are robbing the people.
Why don't we just not listen to them anymore? Just ignore them. Pretend they're not there.
Yeah, I've told the city council that.
Because they'll send the guns to your house and get you anyway. You've got to point out to them that they are the slave masters and we are the slaves.
They don't care.
I agree, but they'll probably be as successful as the slaves were asking the slave masters, please don't hit me again. Please don't sleep with my wife.
I've done this. There, here in Keene, New Hampshire, there is a morning show on Saturday mornings called Talk Back, and it's hosted like 99% of the time by city councilors. And I've made it very clear that even though they're very nice people, I've met a number of them in person, and they're very nice, and they don't think of it in the way that you and I would say it. But I've specified this to them. I've made it clear to them that what they're involved in is a criminal enterprise. They're threatening people. They're threatening to steal people's homes from them. If they don't pay these property taxes, people will have their homes will be taken from them. They will be kicked out of their own homes into the street. I mean, I've made this crystal clear, but there's always some excuse for it. There's always some justification in their mind for the system. Well, that's the system. It is the system. And, well, that's too bad if you don't like it, etc. And there's always something that they can say to it to justify it. Well, you voted for us, or so on and so forth. And so really the best solution, in my opinion, is to get people that love freedom together in the same place. What if a bunch of us got together in the same place and then decided, yeah, we're just not going to pay this portion of the property tax, or maybe all of it? What if that happened? How would that change what they could do?
Well, if people got together and filled those city council seats, then you can make the change. But the city council is going to rationalize everything they do. But if you can get that person on record to say, I am a slave master and the people are my slaves, make them, but you can make them do it. You can.
I would love to hear you do that. Let me know when, I want you to record that when you get one of the city councilors to admit that. Because
that's a phrase we've been trying to get out of these people for a year, and all the people here haven't figured out a way to get them to say that yet.
The city manager, I sat down with him for about 45 minutes once, and I had a bunch of questions that I wanted to ask, and he managed to squirm his way out of most everything. But I essentially did ask him, well, what would happen if I don't pay the property tax? You know, what will happen to me? And I forget exactly. I'd have to paraphrase what he said, but essentially he didn't come right out and say what would happen, but he said, well, there would be consequences.
And yeah, we'll find a way to help you pay us.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we both know what he means by the consequences, but he won't explicitly say it. And I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. And let us know if you get that audio. I'd love to hear somebody getting a city councilor to admit, yeah, we own you.
You know, it would be, people will say that, look, you have to pay the city for these things. They provide you with fire and trash and police and whatever it is. But, you know, they really don't give you an option. Each one of these things is a monopoly, and you're forced to fund them.
Well, yes. Not the trash here.
That's true.
Right. You don't have to have trash, by the way. We managed to run a city here in Keene, New Hampshire, without trash pickup. I mean, people do it
run
in the free
the
market.
City. Yeah, the marketplace is here.
Yeah, in the marketplace does it, and it works fine. It's
but
about the same price.
They'll dodge. They'll, they don't see it that that way. They see themselves as duly elected, that this is what the people want. They're just doing what the people
right.
want.
Well, they're not duly elected. Most of the city elections are, you know, elected by some like something like between 10 and 25% of
their
the population.
Fault. That doesn't
and
matter.
You're talking about, in some cases, it's three-way races, so it's even less than half of those people.
Irrelevant to them.
It doesn't matter. If one person came out and voted for these jackballs, they'd think that they had had a mandate.
That's right, because everybody
came out and voted for themselves.
Well, right. Their viewpoint would be that everybody else is just happy with the way things are, and so they didn't come out to vote. So you'll never get them to admit that. That's not their paradigm. And to admit that, for them to say something like that would mean accepting your paradigm that they are your slave masters, and that would be unacceptable to most of them because most of them didn't get into it because of that reason. They got into it because they believed that they could help the community, or they got into it because they wanted to be a public servant, or you know they thought they could make things better. Most people aren't in the government. Maybe there are some people that are just evil and they just want to control. But I think most people got into it because they wanted to do what they thought they could help, and they see this system as the system, and they plug themselves into it, and they are making decisions, and darn it, you have to break a few eggs to make those omelets, and well, that's just the way it is.
And that's why talking to us is so hard for them, is because, you know, they don't want to be the bad guy. They think of themselves as a good guy, mm-hmm. So if we, you know, come off to them saying that, hey, no, you're the bad guy in this situation, they're instantly going to discredit anything that we have to say because they think, oh, deep down, I'm doing this for the good. So
it's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough. And so that's one of the ways that we can change that is by changing the conversation and bringing more people into a similar area to bring the ideas of liberty into the discussion, whatever the discussion might happen to be. And we'll tell you more about how to do that with the Free State Project here in a little bit. To the phones, though, and the fun. Talk to Matt, listening to WTAR in Virginia. Hey, Matt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Meg, and Mark.
Hello.
Hey.
I just wanted to talk with you about the TSA and the reason why we have the TSA. When you go on vacation, you don't open up all your doors and all your windows and leave for a week. You lock all your doors. When you're there at home at night, you lock your doors. You lock your car doors.
It depends on where you live.
Well, most people do.
Yeah,
and
I'd say most. I'd say you're probably
right. You lock your car doors. It's a complete and false sense of security. There is, if somebody wants to get into your car, if somebody wants to get into your house, they are going to do it.
It's true.
We
yep.
still
TSA
lock
security
all our
theory.
Doors. Otherwise, you have no barriers whatsoever. The TSA serves that purpose.
I'll tell you what, I'll bring you back here, Matt, if you want. Hang on, I'll let you explicate further in moments. 800-259-9231. Why we need, or they need us, right? It's Free Talk Live.
I am a birthday clown.
I am a woman working for the man.
I am a maker of cabinets.
This is my life.
It may not be much, but it's all mine.
And I'm going to keep it that way.
You build a life for yourself, but it can all get taken away if your identity gets stolen. Time to get Identity Guard, state-of-the-art protection and information that helps keep what's yours yours. Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. The live Saturday edition. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark. Inviting you to our website as well. You can go there and enjoy the various features on our site totally free. Unlike those other talk shows that charge you for their sites, we do it free. But, you know, if you want to voluntarily support the show, you can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. For as little as $3 a month, we'll take that money and reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board with the program, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. That's amp.freetalklive.com. And I mentioned earlier the Free State Project. I think that's a really good solution. For those of you out there that are listening to this program that understand what liberty means, you understand that in order to be free, you've got to let other people be free. You have to honor your neighbor's choices and not aggress against peaceful people. If you understand what that is all about, then join up with the Free State Project and make the move to New Hampshire, as we have done. The three of us on this program have made the move here. Meg, you all the way from Oregon. Mark and myself all the way from Florida. People are coming here, in fact, from in some places around the world to get here, to get around other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. And Meg, you've been here for about 3 years now, I think,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's almost 3 years now.
How's it been for you? I mean, what have you seen change from the beginning when you got here to where we are now?
Well, I mean, definitely one of the perks is there are more women now. So women, you're encouraged to come up here and, you know, get the sausage fest a little more even out. But I definitely have seen, you know, the changes, especially just in Keene. I mean, we are sort of, you know, a little more segregated from the rest of New Hampshire, so I have been focusing on what we've been doing here, but some of the things that we've been able to accomplish are just amazing, like the 420 celebrations. I mean, that to me is so huge that I can walk downtown and smoke a joint and not be bothered.
Yeah, it's been incredible. There have been some amazing successes, and it's so early on at this point, too.
Yeah,
so the movement has barely begun, and you can get in on the ground floor at freestateproject.org and move sooner rather than later. I mean, the official move doesn't even start until the Free State Project reaches 20,000 participants. It's around
10,500 right now. That is 10,500 people who have stated their intent to make the move to New Hampshire and get active. Now, that could mean doing politics. It could mean doing creating media or doing outreach. Or
yeah, they've got actually the free state. There's what 15, between 10 and 15 free state project members have been elected to the state house. That's huge.
Yeah, that's this year, and it's incredible. And it's up from 4, I think, 2 years ago. So it's just
yeah. And
so
if you're even like slightly considering it, come to Porkfest, and you will be here by the end of Porkfest.
Or the Liberty Forum, which is coming up, I think, in March. I should probably up the dates on that. But, yeah, we'll tell you more about that as it gets closer. It's a great opportunity to come up here and meet some of these, a few hundred of these like-minded, liberty-oriented people that are really some of the best activists and some of the nicest folks, too. FreeStateProject.org, and make sure you drop on by the Next 1000 Pledge at pledgebank.com/next1000 to sign up for that, too. All right, let's continue here with Matt. I believe he's still with us in Norfolk, listening to WTAR. Matt, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Now, you were explaining to us, and we ran out of time in that last segment, but you were explaining to us why you think the TSA is important or necessary. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, basically, I was making the comparison that the TSA is the sliding glass door to your house. That one inch plate glass will not stop anybody who wishes you ill will. But many of us, depending on where you live, lock that 1 inch or 1/8 inch plate glass and get a sense of my house, my home is now secure. I can leave for a week, go on vacation. Oh, my door is locked.
I understand where you're coming from, but at the same time, my door has never molested me.
And you can choose to lock it as well. You don't get to choose.
That's your definition of molestation. Me personally, I would go through the scanner process.
Okay, my door has never requested naked photos of me as well.
So,
the
door
is a bit of a ridiculous comparison to say to the door. The concept of the sense of security, yes, your door locked, which will stop no one who wants to do you ill will.
I don't feel secure with the TSA.
There's a problem with the analogy, right? Like, there are a lot more casual burglars than there are casual airline hijackers, okay? So what you're saying is that the glass door will only stop the casual burglar, and it really will stop the casual burglar. Most people won't.
Now, wait a second. 200 people don't die when somebody breaks into a home to steal your jewelry. And
okay, so let me make this point then. Do you remember the Volga? Have you ever heard of this car? It's the car that the Russian government made.
No, I've never heard of
it. It had hay for seats. It had, I think, 2 cylinders. It was a rickety claptrap vehicle. It was the only thing you could buy in the Soviet Union because they had a monopoly on the production of automobiles, a monopoly on just about everything because it was a communist country or a socialist country. That's what we have in airline travel. We have a socialist airline travel protection agency, and you're not going to see any innovations in the area of airline protection because the TSA doesn't need to do that. The innovations that they come up with is every time somebody does something around the world, somebody tried to make a bomb with liquid, no more water, at least not water in a container larger than 3.2 ounces. You have as much water as you want as long as you can fit it in a quart bag. I mean, you know, like really nutty, stupid rules run by people that clearly are not thinking about this stuff at all, but you don't have the marketplace innovating. And this is supposed to be the seat of freedom here in the world, and instead, what we fell back on, you know, the Republicans decided to do. Let's solve this problem with more bureaucracy, with
the free market
with
Republicans, right?
I mean, how much good service do you ever get from a monopoly?
However, that is what the majority of the public demands and would demand.
I don't know if that's true. Why is air travel down by 30%?
And I have never seen any sort of study or vote where the people were allowed to choose these things.
Well, your proposal that we fly, bring your guns and your rubber bullets, I wouldn't fly that airline. I
should be able to choose that.
I would not jump on a plane coming out of Tehran on we fly, bring your guns and your rubber bullets. I would not fly on that
Tehran. I mean, okay, let's first off point out that I said
actually, I've been in the Middle East and fought in Iraq.
I've only been to Palestine. Didn't have a flight out of there.
Why didn't you go and give hugs?
Right. So the point that I have on this is that you're not going to see the first step was stop invading people's countries, right? Like, that's what I said first. Then let airlines decide what their own level of security is going to be. That way there's innovation in the marketplace.
That way, if you
may very well never be an airline that comes up with a rubber bullet plan. I'm just using that as one example. You didn't point out the naked airline example. Why not an airline where everybody just has to fly naked?
I'd actually be
You don't want me flying on that one.
Thanks for the call tonight, Matt. I appreciate hearing from you. And that would be it. You would get to choose what you want. I mean, right now, with the glass door, with his sliding glass door example, you, as the homeowner, get to choose whether or not you have a sliding glass door. You get to choose. You could have, like, a sliding, rolling door that's from a
safe in a
bank if you wanted to.
We need government bureaucrats to come to people's houses and give us security analysis.
So you can choose, you know, what level of security you want at home. You can choose whether to lock the glass door. You can choose whether to have concrete slab instead of a glass door. You can, you know, put all kinds of security elements in to make yourself whatever to whatever level makes you feel good. But the TSA is just one size fits all. You get what they give you, and it doesn't have anything to do with what people want. I mean, the government and what they provide has nothing to do with what people want. People want things that are general, right? They want protection.
Yes, I want protection. But who's to say? But he suggested the kind of protection you're getting is a closed sliding glass door. I don't want that kind of protection. He's pointed out that basically the TSA is security theater. It's people acting like they're securing us. I don't want that. Look, I didn't buy a lock for my house that's flimsy. I'll grant you I don't lock it all the time, but when I do lock it, I'm comfortable with the level of locking.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And in the marketplace, you would be able to choose to fly on naked air or the arm-up air or whatever it is that the marketplace would come up with. And so then you could have that difference between the sliding glass door, or you could have the safe door, or you could have the open door. Whatever makes you feel good, and that, I think, would make the most sense.
It may be that, the best thing is to have the pilots armed and the passengers not. I don't know what the best thing is.
Maybe
I know the marketplace has always come up with the best solutions. Governments, generally running through monopolies, generally do not.
Absolutely the case. They don't have the incentive to come up with anything inventive. What they did was they had that incident last year with the bomber guy and the underwear bomber, and then somebody who's connected, I think it was Michael Chertoff, as was mentioned earlier, was connected with these guys. He was already a government guy. He's like, well, I know this company that's got these scanners, and so they just made a deal with somebody.
I've heard that they were already sold before the underwear bomber.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just was a perfect time to announce it. 1-800-259-9231. It's just cronyism, not innovation. Hour 3 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
These are my credit cards.
This is my stack of bills.
This is my mortgage statement.
These are my auto loan documents.
They're all mine.
And as much as I'd like to get rid of them,
it would be worse to have someone take them from me.
You build a life for yourself, but you can kiss it goodbye if your identity gets stolen. Better get Identity Guard. It's the kind of state-of-the-art protection and information that helps keep what's yours, yours. Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.